4:45 in the second. Auburn by 8.
We need a basket here.
Yes, we do.
Put them under a situation where they have to foul a little bit.
Green
later.
Against Grady penetrates to the basket. Lobs it. Kessler throws it home.
Play. Roll the house. I love that.
17 for Walker. 10-point lead, Auburn. 4:25 in the second half. Congratulations. I can't imagine what it was like to play in this kind of atmosphere here today.
Man, it was a blast. You know, our fans really came out. Hey, shout out to all the fans out there. Appreciate it. You know, they really, really showed up, and we really, really felt it and really appreciated it. You know, the atmosphere was electric.
I mean, you came out of the locker room, and they were here cheering for you. They were cheering layups before the game even started for
Walker Kessler. Yeah, I walked out and shot a couple layups, and they started cheering every time I made one. It's pretty good.
All right, you're down 10 in the first half. What was the key to coming back and cutting that lead to 4 in the end at the end of the first half?
You know, it's something that we haven't done before. You know, I feel like we always stick together regardless of the opponent, and, you know, we did the same thing we always do.
Listen, that's a Kentucky team that's really good. Mm-hmm. On the inside, a lot of your baskets came around the rim here today. What was the key to getting that ball that deep into that offense?
You know, we really ran the pick and roll really well. Our guards really facilitated well, playing out of that pick and roll, throwing to the rim, making a layup, you know, dishing out to the perimeter. So props to the guards.
Congratulations. Enjoy this.
Appreciate
one.
Right, it. War Thank Eagle. You.
War Eagle. Rebound Flanagan. Middle of the floor. Katie Johnson at the top. Down the lane. Free throw line. Down the right side. Up off the glass. Good! We're tied! All right, you tell me, what was the experience like to play in this atmosphere, national TV audience, and to beat a really good Kentucky basketball team?
We came in here focused, prepared. You know, they had a great... Our fans camped out yesterday. You know, I went out there.
I saw your picture.
I showed them some appreciation. You know, I love them, man. They put it through a lot of stuff. You know, they come out here and give it their all, scream the loudest. You know, it's hard to play in here, and we came out with a W.
Sevier Wheeler ended up with 17 points on the day. What's it like to play against a guy that you were teammates with a year ago?
It was crazy. You know, we talked on the phone about it before the game. You know, it's fun coming out here playing against him. You know, he's fast. He's smart. He made a lot of plays today, but we came out with the dub.
And tough, too, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. I think this is the fourth time this season that this Auburn team has fallen behind by double digits in a ball game, and you've overcome every one of those, I think, except for the Connecticut game. He actually came back and sent that to double. What is the key to this team, even though it falls behind, to come back? I mean, you made a run at Ole Miss at the end of the first half. You sparked that.
Yes, sir.
And made a run at the end of the first half to cut the lead to 4 here today.
Yes, sir. We just learned from the UConn game. You know, that loss put a hole in us. You know, we didn't like that at all. So we just made a fourth effort to every time we get down, we just stay together and we don't get out of control, and we just keep it going.
Since you're here, let me ask you this, because I've been asked this, and folks that were there or watched that game on TV, the UConn game, thought that Auburn grew up a little bit in that game. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely.
All right. You hit some big threes out there today. I know you're fearless. I know you don't mind taking that three, but boy, you hit a couple really big ones.
Yes, sir.
What's the feeling like after hitting a big three and this crowd just goes nuts?
You just feel like on top of the world. You know, I love
it. All right. Congratulations.
Appreciate
Enjoy this
you.
One, all right?
Yes, sir.
Cambridge looking for an inbound. Does Jabari up? Yes!
Oh, what an out-of-bounds play. We've been hurting everybody with that play.
Auburn by 3. Mintz goes baseline. Drives on Cardwell. Missed the shot. Rebound by Auburn. Tigers on the break. Green ahead. Cambridge to the hole. Dumped it.
Got the numbers. First time today. On a run.
Timeout, Kentucky. Listen to this roar. Congratulations. Listen, we talked about the buildup of this game today.
Andy, can I call a 20-second timeout?
You can do anything you want.
Okay, here's the deal. For those of you that are listening and for those of you that are here in this gym right now, normally Andy and I, we'd spend a couple minutes and we talk about the game, and my coaching staff would be in there recruiting. My coaching staff would be in there, you know, working on the next game plan. But there's a reason why my coaching staff is out here right now.
Every one of them.
And that reason is the man standing next to you.
Sonny Smith.
Folks, I have an announcement to make. It is my honor and privilege to announce that Sonny Smith's banner will be hanging from the rafters at Auburn Arena.
You ain't wearing clothes, man.
You were always my favorite.
Folks, Sonny did not know that. And it's long, long, long overdue. But I wanted my coaches to come out of the locker room. We got a bunch of recruits in, a lot of people that we got to take care of. But my coaches said, no, they want to be able to look. Alan Flanagan's here too, the son of a coach. Mm-hmm. You know, the grandson of a coach knows the sacrifices that a family has to make to share you. Sonny, you loved your players. Man, you put up with a lot. You got Charles Barkley through. Oh my God. That's you need to get a banner just for that, right? But it's an honor to Sonny and his family. It's an honor to Jan for sticking with you all those years and loving you and letting you do your job and letting you love on these kids and make a difference in those kids' lives. So, folks, let's give a big hand again for Coach Sonny Smith.
So very nice. So very nice and certainly well-deserved. You want to talk about the game now?
Did we just beat Kentucky?
Yes, you did.
Let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the fact that Auburn scored 51 in the second half, shot 58%. Let's talk about a really feisty, hard-playing Kentucky team that, you know, when Ty went down and we're here at home, we got to win that game. We got to take advantage of that. Man, they didn't go anywhere. I mean, you know, they obviously had a pretty good lead in the first half. We hung in there, and I obviously think we wore them down. But when I went in the locker room, Andy, what I told the guys, it's the sum of our parts. It's just the sum of our parts. It's if you look up and down a stat sheet, everybody contributes. And that's what makes us the team that we do. So whether it's Wen or Zepp, or whether it's Devin or Al, or whether it's KD or Lior, whether it's Jabari or Jalen, whether it's Dylan or Walker or Stretch or Chris Moore, they're all factors. And you know, and I think that's what makes this team so much fun to coach, and what makes us so successful.
There were some similarities in the win at Ole Miss. The other team had a double-digit lead in the first half. You made a run at the end of the first half here, cut the lead to 4, and in the second half, you took control. And I know the games weren't exactly the same, but as far as the pace, there's some similarities between these two games.
Well, look, offensively, we were really good. We were really sharp. You know, Kentucky had a really hard time with some of our stack stuff when we were back screening the big fella. And Walker's so gifted at the rim, and our guys are able to, you know, kind of get that ball up there. And I mean, it's really going to bode well for him at the next level. A lot of guys, that's a hard play to leave your feet in traffic and go up there and get that thing and finish. And he almost finishes everything he touches. Is just tremendous. I'm just, you know, obviously filled with emotion. You know, for Wendell Green to you know, to play Kentucky. He was at Eastern Kentucky. He played Kentucky today, and I know the look in his eye was, Coach, thanks for trusting me. You know, thanks for believing in me. Thanks for giving me this opportunity. It's why Walker Kessler came here. That's what I said to the big fella after the game. Like, Walker Kessler came here, you know, to revitalize his game and his whole thing. And he's done that. Yeah. And he did it here with Auburn family. And so, I mean, I'm just very proud of those kids. Now, that game is over. We're going to celebrate it and enjoy it with our families, and spend time with our families today. But I told the guys before the game, the winner of this league is not going to be the winner of just this game. And I've been saying it all year. It's who can go to Missouri. Okay, who can go to Georgia? Who can go to Arkansas? Who can come here and play Texas A&M? That's the champion. Okay, we got a one-game lead. That's fine. It's not about this. Now, this one obviously helps. But that's who's going to win this championship. The team going to win the ones they're supposed to win.
Couple trends today. You shoot 59% from the field in the second half. You were 68% from two in the ball game. And this has been a trend for Auburn, 21 of 23 from the free throw line in the second half alone.
Yeah, well, obviously they fouled us late. They fouled us shooting threes on at least two occasions, maybe three. And so that's like 8 or 9 free throws right there that you just take off take that off the stat sheet. And then late, you know, with about 4 minutes left, they started fouling pretty regular. And now, as long as you get the ball to Wendell or get the ball to, you know, Al, or, you know, KD got in there and got some, you make sure the right guys get fouled late.
We've talked about the buildup of this game, and there was, you know, the kids spending the night outside. The jungle was Jungle City was out there last night. this game lived up to everything.
I think it did. And you know the beautiful thing about it is, it's like, what time is it? It's like 2:30 on a Saturday. We got so much more this weekend to enjoy right now after this win, right? And I'm grateful to, obviously, the students. I was worried about them a little bit last night because of how cold it was. And, we just weren't sure what we could do. We certainly fed them. And I know they stayed hydrated because there was lots of drinking going on out there, right? So I knew that, but I didn't know how we could keep them warm. I didn't know what do you do to keep them warm? So you know what we're gonna have to do? And by the way, this is the jungle, okay? And that's Jungle City. I don't want to hear nothing about Pearlville or Walkertown or it's Jungle City. It's named after our students. And I'll tell you what, we got to figure out a way in that little courtyard. I say we should build a bonfire. We should build some kind of a bonfire in the middle of it. Let's just camp out. I mean, I kind of like it. And I think we do something. I bet you I could probably get a few donors to spend some money out there. We'll carve that up a little bit and make that a nice little camping ground. And it's called Jungle City.
Congratulations. Enjoy this one.
Where we go.